Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, it's the KFC.
It's a double down.
It's a double down. It's a KFC double down.
Yo! Lore Boys here, back with another installment of SCP. My name is James Miller, and I am joined with
Ethan Balmer
and
Peter O'Donoghue. My YouTube ads have been weird lately.
Okay, weird how? Let's dive into this, Peter.
A lot of religious stuff. I had one for a while that was like Muslim-only dating, and I said it out loud in front of my phone long enough that I'm not Muslim, so then it eventually changed to add to convert to Islam, and I was like, man, they really need guys on this dating app.
Dude, mine thinks that, like, mine has figured out that I'm single and has been giving me these weird, like, incel ads, like, you can reprogram a woman's brain with this one thing. Oh. You might be offended.
No way.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal.
That's great.
I get a lot of, I get a lot of busty anime women, I'll say.
At least there's a market for that. I'm not looking into convert to Islam, so really they're just like pissing in the wind there.
So
I'm just not a religious man.
The topic for today is SCP. If you joined us for the last one, you can find the last one if you look up Lore Boys SCP. We did a lot of the spooky ones for Halloween. SCP stands for secure, control, protect.
Contain, protect,
exactly.
I just looked it up. That's the only reason I know. I was like, I'm going to look this up before we start the show because we biffed it last time. So
yeah, I biffed it again. Thank you. And yeah, so it's basically weird anomalies that don't follow the laws of reality. It's this foundation's job to contain and maintain reality as we know it. Last time we did really spooky ones, like things that'll break your neck or lizards that want to kill everyone and can regenerate.
And little girls. The scariest thing of all.
That make everybody kill each other.
Yeah. If only we could figure out a way to reprogram their brain, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe YouTube has something to help with.
Well, you can watch a 3-minute YouTube ad that will tell you how to do it.
So. Yeah.
I've never made it past the opening part. Maybe I'll have to stick around for the next.
What's the guy look like? Is he...
It looks like it was made in Windows Media Player. It was like a blue screen with like this one simple trick.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's really scuffed. So yeah, the last time we covered the scary ones. This time we're going to cover the J class, which might stand for joke. I couldn't find what exactly, but
maybe,
all of them are.
Maybe it stands for jest, huh? Like it's just in jest.
Could be. It maybe, could be jabroni.
Maybe it's for Jesus.
Jabroni class SCPs, I'm sure that's the one. Yeah. Yeah.
So not to start off too blue, but the first one that we have here is SCP-789-J, the butt ghost.
Okay.
Sounds like my kind of ghost.
Now is this, and maybe we'll get into this, is this a ghost that comes from your butt or a ghost made of butts?
Or does it have a big butt?
It's transferred via butts, but lives in toilets.
Oh,
okay.
Like a reverse poop.
It's herpes.
So, the object class is safe. It's not very malicious at all. The special containment procedures, SCP-789-J is kept in my toilet and only I can talk to it.
Okay.
Okay.
SCP-789-J is a ghost that is a face that lives on the top of the water of your toilet and talks to you while you poop.
Like poop, you like poop onto it.
Yeah. And then when you poop, it goes no, stop, and then stops because there's poop in its mouth.
Ew. What a horrible existence. I mean, this must have been a very cruel person to be tormented like this by God.
Yeah, it travels around in butts, so it can transfer from toilet to toilet, and it is dismissed whenever you wipe.
Okay, but how does it transfer? And does it rely on you taking a shit at your buddy's place if you're if your butt's haunted?
So what I just read is word for word the file on the website. So that's up to us. We can figure that out. What do you guys think?
My impression of it is like, yeah, if it's in a toilet and you poop in that toilet, it could choose to enter your butt or stay in that toilet. If it chooses to enter your butt, then the next toilet you poop in, it can choose to leave your butt. I gotta assume it can't just hang out in your butt for too long, you know?
Another detail is sometimes it kills other butts and makes them butt ghosts too, but it's always lonely because it is a butt ghost.
Well, okay, that's a wrinkle then.
Yeah.
Wait, it kills other butts? So your butt can die independently of your body and then haunt...
That's science. Well,
eternally wander toilets, like hoping to find its wedding gown or some shit.
Yeah, that leads me to the last part of the file, which says, "Anendum, if you fall in the toilet, it eats your butt." So I guess that's how it makes other butt ghosts.
Seat down, motherfuckers. That's how we secure this place. Let's keep it safe.
This is why I only shit in the woods.
It's like smart. A bear.
Yeah.
And the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually an SCP that is the woods where you're not allowed to call anything by its name too many times or else bad things start to happen and monsters start to manifest based on that name.
Okay.
So you have to go in and you have to have all the soldiers that are with you. You have to rotate names. If you say the same name too many times, monsters start coming alive.
Spooky.
Don't shit in that woods. Or if you do, don't call any names.
Yeah. I yell Jesus a lot whenever I shit because... It's painful. Shitting is painful. We all know that, right?
So that one was a little bit of toilet humor, but we can get on to some more serious.
Oh, the J is for joylet.
Oh.
Gotcha.
True.
Big if true.
True. Yeah. So next up is SCP-7800J. This object class is Euclid. And its special containment procedures is it affects foodstuffs, too numerous to contain, but have been partially held within the Site 77's break room, so one of the SCP site's break rooms. And it has not affected any personnel who, in a way of, like, they've never gotten sick or died because of this.
Okay.
So what does it do?
Can you remind, sorry, just before we get into that, can you remind me that what the classes are? Like, what's Euclid specifically?
Yeah, so Euclid is like, it's not quite safe, but it could be sentient or it could be harmful, but it's not like a risk to all of humanity. They're okay. Safe, Euclid is like middle, and then I forget what they, Keter is like the very dangerous one that can rip space-time and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You wouldn't call a Euclid SCP to like babysit your kids, but like maybe they're safe to hang out with, basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sort of thing.
You'd say hi at the supermarket, but
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Wouldn't ask them to dog.
Or not invite them over for tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is description? What is SCP-7800J? It's a phenomenon affecting foodstuffs that have been dropped onto the floor. For approximately 5 seconds, possible contaminants will not affect it.
Oh, no.
This miraculous phenomenon has been observed by researcher Boyd numerous times at the staff's Site 77 break room. And it's actually encouraged. They just let it be in the break room.
I mean, it just keeps your food clean for an extra 5 seconds, right?
Yep.
So is this break room haunted by some sort of 5-second rule force? Or is it a visible thing that they've contained? Or is it just this break room is haunted? And it's like, okay... 5-second rule applies very strongly. And what happens to the food if it's like 6 seconds or 5.5? Does it instantly spoil?
So they say here that when activated, the researcher, like at the first 5 seconds, it's perfectly fine if you pick it up. But afterwards, if you eat it after 5 seconds, not only does it taste bad, it tastes if you're eating straight up trash.
Oh.
Even though it could be a piece of pizza that was on the ground for 6 seconds.
Okay. So you're saying I shouldn't throw my pizza onto the floor for 6 seconds before I eat it? Because that's what I normally do. But it usually tastes like trash.
No, yeah. Researchers noted that if there's more contaminants on a kitchen counter anyways, but it's because of this SCP that it just tastes like trash when it hits the ground.
Gotcha.
Now, if I had a Lysol wipe.
I don't think it would help. I don't think it, no matter how you would clean the floor, it's just the rule.
Okay. Do they bother cleaning the floor?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's just you can't, you know, you got your 5 seconds. Maybe it's just
all an elaborate lie where they just don't want to clean. So it's like, no, the floor is actually haunted, not just totally filthy.
Although, then how would you explain the 0 to 5 seconds where you could pick up your food and it still tastes fine?
It's just the old wives' tale of the 5 second rule carrying on, but it's like this, it's like a lie that's been repeated so many times in the office that it's that everybody believes it when in reality they just can't seem to hire a new janitor.
Maybe it's what you're saying. The floor is really dirty, and anytime you drop food on the floor, it's going to taste like trash. But there's actually a spirit in there that warps your perception of time to think that 0 to 5 seconds has passed when no time at all has passed.
There you go. Yeah.
You can never get to your food in the first 5 seconds, no matter what happens.
You guys are not far off. There is, like, SCP does have a reason to benefit from this thing, or else they would have gotten rid of it already. They've noted that it saves the foundation time and money, which could be better spent on containment, because people spend less time leaving their food on the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge fucking problem.
Big time sink.
Yeah, I read Donald Trump's Art of the Deal, and he complained for 3 chapters about people leaving food on the floor and not getting any work done. Now he's the president. There you go. Yeah.
There's also a temporal anomaly, so there is time dilation.
Oh, no way.
That, depending on the hunger of the subject and the price of the food in question... And there's actually a chart on the website that you can see, like, more expensive food can, like, I think it has to get picked up quicker or something like that. I didn't quite absorb
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would think it would go that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, don't drop your truffles, but your tendies are fine, basically.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Never drop your truffles.
There is an extraordinary event around this SCP called the Jim Pepperoni's 5 Cheese Calzone Incident.
So the J is for Jim Pepperoni.
Jim Pepperoni's 5 Cheese Calzone Incident, which is estimated to save the foundation at least $5.95, which allowed them to purchase cinnamon raisin bagels, which improves site morale.
Yeah, well, for what, 12 people?
Which is, improving morale is invaluable, right? It's, you know, limitless.
SCP-7800J also served to protect site supplies from anomaly 5XJ9, also known as Butterside Down.
I was going to ask about this toast, actually. Yes.
Any more questions about that? That's the whole section for that one.
Is it just the floor that's cursed, or if you like knock something off your plate, is it still?
Yeah. It seems to be the floor.
And so the trash flavor, does the trash flavor like permeate through, or is it just the part that touched the floor that goes bad?
I think it's like the whole way through because.
So if you drop, let's say, an entire cake and it just lands on the top and you just cut the top off, the whole cake is gone. An entire wedding cake, let's say.
Well, actually, you might be able to save it because it mentions that. Or no, so if it's liquid, if there's any type of liquid on it, it's really tough to save anything from the 5 second rule. Apparently, it'll spoil almost instantly.
So I couldn't save my soup that I dropped on the floor, is what you're saying.
No. bowl of soup's done.
The
minestrone.
Notoriously hard. Notoriously hard to pick up soup.
I normally just lick it off the floor. If I lick the floor, how does it taste?
You know what? We'd have to do some Lore Boys testing.
Yeah. Some LBT?
You bring the soup, I'll bring the ghost.
Not to be confused with the BLT. So I guess a BLT would be a good example. If I drop a BLT and it lands bread down, and I just remove that piece of bread, now I have one piece of bread, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Well, it depends if the bread's hot or cold. And
No, now you're thinking of club sandwiches, my friend.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that was it.
I specifically didn't bring up club sandwiches, okay? You know how it tears this family apart.
On the subject of like BLTs and clubs, if I how does it know that you've dropped it? Like, if I'm eating one of those gigantic, like, business lunch hoagies, like the long sub sandwich, and it's like chunk of it in my hand and I'm working my way down, but then it's dragging because it's like
resting on the floor. Is resting the same as dropping?
Exactly.
Then you're fighting time, basically. Like, you're trying to eat towards the middle before run itself back out.
Does it turn to like ash in your mouth as soon as it touches the ground for 5 seconds? Like,
it's a candle burning from two ends.
Yeah, if I take a bite of my soup and I hold it in my mouth and drop the soup on the floor for 5 seconds, does it turn to ash in my mouth? Or
I'm more concerned that you're biting your soup.
It's a chunky soup. It's a Campbell's chunky soup. Clam chowder. If I drop my clam chowder on the floor, is it still good to eat?
I think so.
Sponsored by Campbell's.
As someone who loathes clams, I consider clam chowder never suitable to eat. So
I throw it on the floor on purpose.
All right. One more I want to squeeze in that I didn't actually write down, but I found today and I thought it deserved an honorable mention. I think it's SCP-089, but you can correct me on that. It's this dude named Jeff. He's a 23-year-old white guy, and he just keeps showing up in really secure areas that he shouldn't be. Like, they're in a lab 3,000 miles under the ocean, or 3,000 meters under the ocean, and they're like doing, they're in a hazmat suit, and Jeff's just there like, hey man, have you seen where Queen Street is?
Yeah. just there with his 8-foot long sub dragging on the floor, like, oh, hey guys, what you doing? What you working on? Boy, this sub tastes like shit.
Can he be harmed, or is he totally safe?
He seems to be safe. Like, he just pops in and out of existence. Like, the guy who's 3,000 meters under the surface of the ocean is saying, like, hey, man, like, how did you get here? And then Jeff's like, hey, you seem like a pretty cool guy. Are we friends on Facebook? Like, that's an actual thing from the log. But
he just sounds like a regular guy who failed high school and is trying to sell weed.
Yeah.
Like, shows up in a vault underneath the ocean just completely randomly.
Hey, man, I got these really good shrooms. You want to buy some? I'll $15 a G, bro. Yeah. My mom's real mad at me.
Yeah. Hey, my mom kicked me out. Is it cool if I crash here? This is a secure vault under the ocean. How did you get in here? I just told you, my mom kicked me out.
Next up is SCP-727-J, the Malevolent Celestial Object. And the object class is Keter, so this one's really dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Okay. Yeah. The special containment procedures, due to SCP-727's size and presence, it's becoming increasingly difficult to contain. Currently, a 1.5 million kilometer times 1.5 million, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
That all the way around. Carbon steel containment cube is being constructed, but estimates predict construction will take about 150 million years.
Yeah, I was going to say, how big would you need a box to put the planet in? Isn't the diameter of the Earth like 23,000 kilometers?
Yeah. I mean, celestial body is kind of a giveaway, right? Or celestial object, did you say?
Yeah, it's...
is it just a black hole? Object.
Until such time as SCP-727 is contained, personnel are recommended to not look upward during daytime hours in case of psychic attack from SCP-727.
Okay. At least dogs are safe. They can't look up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this one's contained. The staff is all dogs. Since I can't look up, they're immune to its evil.
Beautiful.
That makes sense.
And dogs in lab coats. Adorable.
That's so cute.
Just a bonus.
With their little goggles.
Oh, doggles. You can make a good movie, dude. I like it.
Oh my god.
Description: SCP-727 is a large celestial object positioned about 15 or 150 million kilometers from the Earth, and it is 1.391 million kilometers in diameter.
Is it just the sun? I don't know how big the sun is. Oh, it is just the sun.
There you go.
Figured it out early.
Okay.
There you go.
SCP-727 was originally considered to be considerably smaller volume, but once they sent people closer to the thing, they found out that it was much bigger.
Okay, I see. Yeah. And does this thing orbit the Earth, or do we orbit this SCP?
Oh,
it's unclear, correct?
That's perfect that you brought that up, because it breaks several known physical laws. It does not fall to the Earth, but remains suspended above it. As well,
so weird.
It creates flame in the absence of oxygen.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That one is
I mean,
so
it creates plasma, doesn't it? Doesn't it technically create plasma?
SCP is still researching, so maybe you're ahead of them on this.
Oh, one. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That's this one's really funny because I just think of like a council of SCP agents basically who are like so deep in their work that they just assume everything is supernatural. Yeah. Like, they're just like, what the fuck is that thing in the sky? It must be evil. Don't stare at it because it hurts your eyes.
That's it. Like a bunch of scientists like come to work like or finishing up their shift and they were outside. They're like, oh god, it's terrible. It blinded me. I can't see. I can't see. We spent all day studying it. Like,
yeah. Agent left in his presence for too long. Their skin darkens somehow, but it can get a little too hot and then it'll turn red and peel.
Yep. It appears to have some sort of psychic influence on the Earth, causing the Earth to rotate in a circular path around it.
Okay.
It also has a mimetic effect of causing to appear to rotate around the Earth. This is suspected as a mechanism to make itself appear less harmless, or more harmless, rather.
Less harmful. Yeah. Less harmful. I love that gravity is a psychic ability in the SCP.
That's so funny.
SCP-727-J is capable of reaching extremely high temperatures. During testing, several D-class personnel were ejected into it, and all found to be incinerated.
Okay, so if gravity is a psychic ability, and we know that gravity is stored in the balls, then does that mean that balls are psychic? That balls can produce psychic energy?
Yeah, I feel there's a field right around mine right now.
Yeah, they're tiny suns.
Yeah.
Mine produces a horror field that terrifies anyone who lays eyes upon them. So.
Yeah. Just like the sun, you can't look directly at them.
Yeah, that's it. Well, yeah. every time I just show people them, they run screaming, and it's like, God, calm down. You're freaking out everyone else in the supermarket.
It's because it looks like a tiny bat, like sleeping upside down under your penis, right?
That is
with
true.
All
yeah.
wrinkles on it.
Well, yeah, and it has massive fangs, so it does look quite like
oh,
a bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a bat with a trunk.
Yeah. SCP-1960-J has been observed to temporarily disable SCP-727 periodically. So that's when the moon goes in front of the sun.
Yeah. On the eclipse. Sure, sure.
Research into harnessing this technology is currently underway.
Sure, yeah.
Guy staring at the sun with a shadow behind him, and he's just like, oh, if only we could harness its energy to block out light. Wearing sunglasses, just like, ah.
This one got me really good, because the other ones, there's a lot of really dumb ones, like the poop monster or whatever, and then you get to this, and it's just the fucking sun.
That's great. The poop monster is very vulgar. This one's kind of tongue-in-cheek, a little clever. Like Peter said, the idea of these scientists being so lost in their own little SCP world that they like don't know how to identify something like the sun is quite funny.
Yeah. So SCP-2559-J, the Plane of Infinite Kittens.
Aww.
Yeah. This is object class Keter.
Keter,
this is
I was going to say, for sure, Keter. Yep. Yep. Anything infinite is instantly terrifying, right?
Yeah.
Incomprehensible amount of anything.
So, yeah, at the time of creation, SCP-2559, Dr. And what's it called whenever they take away information and they put the black line over it?
It's redacted.
Redacted. Yeah. Dr. Redacted was supposed to be investigating a supposed Nazi verse that existed parallel to our own.
Okay. And he took a left at Albuquerque and ended up in Infinite Kittens.
So when he made the slice and opened security logs, it showed masses of kittens of various breeds filling up the portal before being ejected with massive force, instantly killing Dr. Redacted and her team of assistants.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a plane as in like an astral plane. Because again, with the objects, I thought it was like an airplane that generated kittens.
I mean, maybe like that's a little more morbid to me, because it's just like I'm picturing a plane flying through the sky just like dropping kittens to their death forever. This is horrible. Although I don't know if a plane that violently ejects them so is much better.
No.
So within moments, the room had filled with kittens, and they began to exert massive pressures on the surrounding doors before breaking through and beginning to fill a redacted site. But this site was built inside the creator the crater of another site, which had been destroyed a number of years previously during an XK class breach.
Okay. So the real estate's getting real fucking cheap now. two ruined labs in the basement. You're like, oh man, I just given it away.
So yeah, this was already 5.6 kilometers below the ground. So they were able to basically contain the kittens so it wouldn't just
shut the valve,
the entire room. Yeah.
Okay. So the portal in which they pour out of is subjected to some laws of physics, and it does have like a filling rate. So they had time to block off the kittens, basically.
Yeah.
So I was going to get into a discussion of pressure and volume here. So my first question before you started talking, and I think I know the answer, was that would have to mean that the plane is infinite, right? Otherwise, it would collapse on itself. That would mean that dimension would have to be infinite. Otherwise, the kittens would eventually fill it up.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's filled at the brim of this already infinite.
So is it filled at the brim, or is it like still expanding? And then if they opened it in the middle of that expanding ball of kittens, like it would still pour out of there with pretty dense, yeah. Right?
I'm not sure the geography of it. Like, I've never been in the Nazi verse or the kitten verse. So.
Oh, if you open a portal to the Nazi verse, do Nazis just come pouring out at the same rate? Just infinite Nazis.
Oh, this is so much worse than that kitten thing that killed that lady.
Although it'd be pretty interesting. You just open the Nazi portal in the sun, right? And then maybe you could two birds, one stone it. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh, or have the Nazis pour into the kitten thing and see if you can get both of them to collapse. Or it could do enough kittens could do away with the evil, and you could convert them into some sort of cat loving universe.
I mean, I think Hitler, and I don't know if this is like anachronistic or not, but Hitler is said to have liked animals at the very least, right?
Yeah.
To my knowledge, he was vegetarian. Yeah.
Yeah.
This universe is mein Kramt.
Oh man, that's the cleverest joke we've ever said.
So why were they looking for a Nazi universe, though?
No, it's redacted. We don't even know the girl's name, and she's been killed by kittens, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was for the best. Maybe she was looking for allies. Maybe she was a bad person.
Maybe.
Oh, guys, you're asking. Since the opening of SCP-2559, kittens have been spilling out at a fixed rate of roughly 11.36 liters per second, or 3 gallons per second, with a massive amount of pressure. Okay. And cats are liquid, as we know.
That's not nothing, but it's not, like, an insane amount. Yeah. So you're saying they haven't shut off the valve then? Like it's still flowing out?
Well, that's since the opening, yeah, they've been spilling out. I'm not sure, I don't have it here, how they were able to contain it, but Foundation researchers attempted to exterminate the kittens, sad, but have found that the massive kittens, or kitten pile, as this is commonly called, appears invulnerable to conventional weapons and can exist without impairment at massive pressures or temperatures.
Okay.
So they're just, I guess, like getting more and more pressurized in this wherever they have them stuck.
The diamond kitten in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like a geode where you like crack off the tabby cats on the outside, and on the inside is all like expensive cats.
Any individual kitten removed from the pile becomes unremarkable in every way, and merges seamlessly with the pile when returned. So you can take it out, and it's just a normal little kitten.
If I merge a non-pile kitten to the pile, does it merge seamlessly?
Dude, you should get over there to the SCP Foundation. You're asking the right question.
Right? So this kitten pile is kind of like a heart, right? Because, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but like your heart cells will beat on their own, and then if you attach them to other heart cells, they'll start beating together. So the kitten pile is like a human heart, and possibly an animal heart. I don't know.
That's cute, because I love kittens.
I think my heart is made of kittens, so I think you're right, Peter.
Okay. I don't have two kittens, so I'd have to see if I could sync them up.
I'm in tremendous pain, and I think I have about 40 seconds to live.
Yeah, so due to this, SCP-2559-J has received the Keter level of classification because it's constantly expanding and becoming more pressurized. And unless
it's got a kill count too.
Yeah, and its solution, they need to find a solution still, or else it's going to become uncontainable. So that's still up for grabs if anyone wants to quell the kitten pile.
I'd find the boring old empty dimension and just open a portal to that in the same room, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Spill into there.
lonely old lady dimension and just make sure they all get kittens, get them little sweaters and shit.
So, or they could cut down on food bills for the giant lizards by removing them one by one.
Yeah.
True. True. Just put the lizard in there.
Oh, right? Man. Yeah. That's a cool fight.
I mean, even if he can eat forever, because we can assume he can eat forever because he's the MacGuffin.
And he grows the Mary Sue size the more he eats, too. So he would just become infinitely big with all these kittens.
But it would keep him busy. Oh, I guess if he's getting infinitely big, it doesn't really solve our infinitely big pile of kittens problem, right?
No.
I do think an infinitely big pile of kittens is probably preferable to an infinitely big murder lizard, but
yeah.
I don't know that for sure.
What if they built like a hot dog factory on site? Would that help?
Oh no!
just a grinder right at the entrance there.
Just right at the bottom, yeah. Schneider's just like hauling away a bunch of hot dogs.
Three whiskers in every dog.
So if the other plane is infinite, and you've like infinite volume, and you've now opened a new exit point for infinite, and they weren't growing at a rate greater than the rate that the plane is. Like, then I think eventually the pressure drops, right? I'm trying to think of the math here, and I'm not super familiar with
it. You think it would, like, even out?
Yeah, so I think, like, so you're thinking, like, you got kittens expanding into, like, empty space. And then, I guess, like, you open the hole in the middle. If they keep expanding at the same rate, like, they're gonna pull away from the hole eventually, right?
It's weird, though. Infinite is a weird thing, right? It's like, how big is infinity? And some infinities are bigger than other infinities, but they're all infinity, so what the fuck?
You can fit infinity inside of infinity. You can fit an infinite number of infinities inside of infinity. Yeah. It gets real messy after a while.
So, like, if you counted forever just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or you counted forever 2, 4, 6, and only the even numbers, those are both go on infinitely, but which one's bigger and which one's smaller?
Exactly. The Infinite Hotel. Look it up, people. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I don't think I don't know how the cats work, but we'll have to do more testing on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put them in a hotel. They're very cute, though. As far as I could tell, you just need to get an infinite hotel for them.
Yeah.
And each cat can have its own room.
If we wanted to start pondering on this, we might go over to
pondering. I gotcha.
We might seek the aid of SCP-420J.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Object
Hell
class.
Yeah.
Awesome.
J is joint, dude. Hell yeah.
So this whole entry is just editorialized by stoner scientists. Like, they keep cutting in. It's like, object class, awesome. No, wait, we should put something serious for that. No, it is awesome, dude.
Very cool, dude.
Yeah. I didn't take the whole entry for this because it rambled on a little bit, like someone who might have smoked a lot of weed.
Fair.
But the description is, okay, so I got this stuff when we were down in Jamaica. Really strong stuff. Lots of blue and red mixed in. Good, redacted, man. Me and redacted, we're smoking that stuff here with redacted and skinny redacted. When M redacted said to me, hey, man, we should take this stuff back and send it through that machine thing that changes things and makes it better. And I said it was an excellent idea. So we did.
Excellent.
Yeah. So there's another machine that enhances things, I guess, and it's a real SCP. I didn't look up the number of it, but they ran their Jamaican weed through it and made even better Jamaican weed.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
There's a bunch of tests. I only wrote down test 5 because it made me chuckle. Hey, man, what if we gave some of this redacted to the freaky statue thing, says Dr. C.
Oh, the neck snapping statue?
Yeah. And then the other guy says, why, man? He's like already stoned.
Criminy.
Dumb Joe Rogan ass shit keeps saying politicians need to do mushrooms to stop war. And I'm just like, oh, God.
No, I'm telling you, dude. That concrete monster that's only purpose in life seems to be snapping necks. We give him one joint. I bet you chills right the fuck out, bro.
Next up is SCP-999J. This one was one of my favorites. I'm not going to give him a name yet. We'll let him expose himself, as we can say.
Is it the upside down devil?
He's a Keter as well. He's pretty.
Maybe.
Special containment procedures, SCP-999-J is currently uncontainable. But if everyone figures out how to contain the bastard, they better tell O5 Redacted right now. Seriously, people, ASAP. So I'll get into a description.
Okay.
SCP-999-J is an overweight, Caucasian, balding male, devoid of all clothing beyond that of a Speedo brand pair of swim briefs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Henceforth referred to as SCP-999-J1. He's known as the naked guy in a Speedo, basically. yeah, okay. That's very creative. He's capable of teleporting onto any bed, although he prefers it whenever they're occupied.
All right, dude.
He will lie there and breathe heavily with his mouth open until the subject awakens. At which point, you'll look at the subject and slowly reach his hand into his Speedo.
Gross.
He will then pull out some form of non-anomalous object, most commonly a can of Surge or generic trading card.
Okay. Okay.
What's a generic trading card?
I could be a Pokemon Dragonite, I guess, or something like that. Yeah.
A can of Surge. That's like a
Mountain
Dew,
right?
That's some type of American soft drink that's also an energy drink. I think I've heard on My Brother and Me, because they're really big on their sodas.
They are.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Surge is a citrus-flavored soft drink first produced in the 1990s by the Coca-Cola Company to compete with Pepsi's Mountain Dew. Surge was advertised as having a more hardcore edge, much like Mountain Dew's advertising at the time, in an attempt to lure customers away from Pepsi.
So there we go.
It's Coke Mountain Dew.
That sounds awful.
It was discontinued in 2003, so I guess Naked Speedo Man still has access to it somehow. he could teleport into a bed in the abandoned Surge factory.
He typically appears during periods of intense self-gratification, sleep, copulation between couples, or after urination.
Damn, so if you were beaten off...
Wait.
This guy... although that could be kind of cool if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Let's say you're just cranking it because you're hungover, and then homeboy shows up right next to you, breathes heavily, and then you're like, what's going on, buddy? He's like, hey man, you gotta stay hydrated after shit like this. Here's a Surge.
Then he pulls out of his
Speedo.
Nothing I want more after a good just beat off than a warm can of Coke brand Mountain Dew.
Cheers, bro. I'll drink to that. I want to bring us back here for a second, because you said urination, but he only teleports to beds, so he'll teleport there after you piss the bed.
So it's not clear if it's like get up to pee and then as you get back in and you snuggle in, there's like a breathing guy.
Oh, he's just there in bed.
or if you pee the bed, then he just sits in there with you. I'm not sure.
So that's a common like spooky story that I've heard, like one of those irrational fears of like leaving your bed and then crawling back into your bed after generally going to the washroom or getting some water, and then feeling the presence of another body in your bed. So that's like that's a pretty common trope in some ghost stories that I've heard.
Yeah, it's scary for me too. I've never felt another body next to me in bed.
Boy, do you have a lot of cans of Surge in that room.
Jamie never wakes up when I sneak in the night, so.
Now, I'm trying to think. It would be like a warm can of Surge, and since it was discontinued 17 years ago, it probably wouldn't even like pop. You wouldn't hear like the when you open it.
It's
it
was just like that weird crack, and then like
just a crack of the can. There's no carbonation left.
Oh yeah, it's like when you open a V8 or something.
Yeah, and like the mountain is all separated from the dew, so you have to shake it.
The mountain is separated from the dew.
That is not like where the mountain wants to be. Okay.
So I have a list of a fairly long list of different times where he's appeared and what happened.
Okay.
So one time he teleported into the bedroom of a couple in midst of sexual intercourse. He asked them to continue and offered to watch.
How generous.
I'm sure they thanked him.
He spent 9 minutes searching through his Speedo, which is 999J-1 is the name of the Speedo.
Oh, wait, the Speedo is the SCP or this dude is?
So he's SCP-999, and anything that has to do with him is like a -1 or -2. His Speedo is referred to as -1. It's just the code for his Speedo. They're one package.
If you could find the Speedo without the man, they'd still be interested in knowing what the fuck's up with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it might solve that kitten problem, because if you can reach in there and pull out a can of Surge...
It's a Speedo of holding.
It's a Speedo of holding. So if you put his Speedo under the kitten portal, would it then contain them?
Only one way to find out.
We'd have to catch him first.
And we'd have to get a bed into the portal, yeah. So yeah, he's watching the couple have sex. He spends 9 minutes rooting around his Speedo, and he pulls out one lone Cheeto and consumes it.
Ew.
And he reported the Cheeto to be slightly chewy in texture, but he reassured the couple that he was accustomed and partial to the taste. Don't worry, I like it.
Yeah, yeah, this is a little chewy, but don't worry, I like it like that.
I appreciate your guys' concern while you're busy, but I'm okay with this. Fine.
Does he leave the bed? Does he materialize and then stand up and like watch from the corner like a proper cuck, or like is he a rude one where he crawls into the bed and sits there with his resting his cheek on his fist?
I pictured him like sitting on the side of a king or queen bed, and he's just like always in there with them.
Okay.
I don't picture him leaving the bed at all, personally.
Okay.
So one time he ate a jar of pickles over a sleeping man for 2 hours, and when the subject woke up, he dropped a pickle in the guy's chest hair and spent 4 minutes just kind of rubbing around and trying to untangle it.
Do people not get up and leave while he's doing this? Like,
I don't know what I'd do, man, in that situation.
Maybe you let him touch the pickle, huh?
Yeah.
Because you're not sure. This man just materialized and is clearly overstepping boundaries. He could be a murderer. Like, let's just...
Yeah.
Maybe he's God.
He's a Keter, but he hasn't really done anything too bad yet. But one time he appeared in bed while a subject was watching television, and he pulled out a camcorder from his Speedo, recorded the whole television show, and then when asked why, he said it's cheaper this way.
So that's why he's considered a Keter, is not because he's potentially dangerous to the people lying in bed, it's because he's potentially dangerous to the movie industry, and they're the ones we got to look out for, is the people behind making movies and television, because they need our help.
Yep. SCP-999J is confirmed to have sick air guitar skills and reports his favorite band is Metallica.
Okay,
all right,
that's something.
New Metallica or old Metallica? Probably new.
I think old. One time he was found crying, and when asked why, he said Firefly is canceled.
Okay. Sure, yeah.
He asked SCP-105 out and was rejected. She's like this cute girl who lives in a camera. Like, if you take a photo of anything, she lives in the world of the picture.
Okay.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
Iris Thompson. There's
Iris Thompson, yeah. I think she's like a blonde girl who lives... I didn't look too much into her because it's just a side point.
Mm-hmm. She rejected me, so I stopped following.
One time, he took off his Speedo in front of a 12-year-old girl, but luckily there was another pair of Speedo on.
Another Speedo.
Why'd he take it off, though? He is a pervert, right? Like, that's...
Seems like it.
I'm going to go ahead and be comfortable labeling this guy pervert.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to assume he got Keter class, and because you mentioned the 05 whoever big dog at SCP really wanted this guy found, I gotta assume he got the Keter label just because he keeps showing up in that guy's bed. You know, like, there's some guy on the board of directors who is just being haunted by this man. Yeah. And he just like, wants it answered, you know?
He's like started dating again. He just went through a divorce, and every time he's getting close to a girl, this guy's just showing up.
Exactly.
One time he farted and blamed the dog.
Okay.
Classic.
That's a whole point in there. He was observed engorging himself in over 10 instances of SCP-1162, which I didn't look up.
Engorging?
Yeah, what's SCP-1162, I wonder?
1162.
It seems like he was eating something. And then when he was confronted by Dr. Redacted, he said he was in a band.
1162?
Yeah, J.
J.
With a J. Yeah, sorry.
Because 1162 is a hole in a cinder block wall. And I was like, I don't know how you could eat that. How do you eat a, eat a hole other than the butthole? SCP-1162-J must be stored under biosafety 4 level 4 conditions. Description. Similar in form to an ordinary bacon and cheese sandwich. Two slices of cheese are present within the sandwich, determined to be redacted, redacted, and redacted, redacted. Sauce of undetermined composition has also been located within the sandwich. SCP-1162-J's anomalous properties result from its bun, which is composed entirely of fried chicken. Oh, it's the KFC.
It's a double down.
It's a double down. It's a KFC double down.
Yo.
There's so many good ones, dude. There's one guy. There's one that's just a janitor who walks around, and he's tall and slightly overweight, and he just always has a bucket of fried chicken in his hands.
Oh,
and
he's my just, God.
He just eats it. That's
oh,
the whole
Oh, my God. That's great.
Elevated levels of sodium were indeed found within the corpse prior to destruction. This is someone who died after encountering SCP-1162-J.
Whoa. It's a Keter?
Oh, packaging originally found at the time of containment identifies it as a Kentucky Fried Chicken double down sandwich, but Foundation scientists have judged it unlikely that any such product would have been designed by said company or produced on a large scale, being entirely inconsistent with all previous definitions of sandwich, as well as its property of inducing violent revulsion in human subjects.
I've actually eaten one of those. It's as salty as ocean water. It was horrible.
There's one that's I can't believe it's not butter, and it's like this weird oily substance that shows up in I can't believe it's not butter cans or whatever they come in, and people just say like this isn't butter, but it tastes almost like butter.
That's the whole thing. I've never had I can't believe it's not butter. Is it just margarine?
It's probably it's like some sort of mixture of oils that are is close to butter but not quite.
If they separate, it sounds horrible. Yeah.
So 1162J is considered safe pending review. The okay. Death of the man who encountered it was ruled a suicide. But
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that, but I was like, how bad is that sandwich?
Yeah, exactly. But
I contemplated
it. It was ruled a suicide, but his body was found with elevated levels of sodium. So yeah. It seems like the sandwich killed him somehow and framed his death as a suicide. So it's safe pending review. But this okay. guy, fat Speedo Man, managed to eat an entire one of these, is what you were saying.
He ate over 10 of them.
Oh, oh
wow.
No. That's and 20 boneless wads of chicken.
How many surges do you think it took to wash that down?
So last little part about 999J. He was confronted by Dr. Redacted over his claims of being in a band, and the doctor said he was in a band. And then SCP-999 is like, I am too in a band. And the doctor says, what's it called? And SCP says, Darkness Dick Supreme. And then the doctor says, that doesn't sound real. SCP-99 says, your mom doesn't sound real.
Okay. Got it. So this is the neckbeard SCP. That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah. Like, well, we're coming up on the neckbeard SCP, actually.
Oh,
it gets worse. How thank God.
How exciting. Somebody who mastered the blade.
It is someone. They're named Dark Blade.
Oh, Lord.
Very good.
Okay. There's one before it. I'll go over it quickly because there's not much to it. But SCP-3333-J is the angsty teenage potted plant.
Okay. One droopy leaf over the stem.
Yeah. It's to remain on the second floor site 19 break room because it really should socialize more often. It's provided a terracotta plant. Yes, I know all of its friends have plastic pots, but there's nothing wrong with terracotta.
I'd argue it's better. I mean, heavier, yeah. But nicer.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's water for the environment, too.
Yeah.
Certainly.
It's watered thrice a week with bottled water because tap water makes it even moodier.
Oh. As if bottled water isn't just municipal tap water sold for a buck.
Right? Don't tell the Americans that, Peter. They don't know.
Oh, sorry.
And it's not to be allowed out overnight outside, no matter how much it thinks it doesn't need a jacket.
Aww.
Very. That's a cute one.
Yeah, it goes on for much longer, but you guys can picture the types of things. It's mm-hmm. considered safe, but grouchy in the mornings.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when you try and get it out of bed at 11 o'clock.
if you see like the flickering of a light at 2 in the morning from the second floor break room, don't go in, or at least knock first, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. You got that potted plant masturbating next to a fat guy drinking a Surge.
Well, there's the cover art. Yeah.
is this fertilizer?
Oh, my God.
So next up is this one was listed as SCP-777, and I think it was later added as a J because I can't tell if this was serious, like a neckbeard's fantasy at the beginning, or it's just like it's meant to be a joke or not. But anyways,
if it was supposed to be a joke, it was so good as a joke that it's hard to believe, right?
yeah. So it's Keter. It's super dangerous. Its procedure for containment is, even though SCP-777 cannot be contained, he's decided to stay at the Foundation so he can complete his mission anyways. He's to be supplied with anything that he wants, and he's to stay in a room resembling a Japanese dojo with a tank of sharks, except the tank is under the floor. So SCP-777, or Dark Blade, Blade for short, as he chooses to be called. So like every time that there's like an interaction, they have like little dialogues between them and the doctor. He's always called SCP-777. He's like, it's Blade, or call me Dark Blade.
Very cool.
Yeah. He's a white male that's 17 years old. He has flowing white hair with green highlights and crystal blue eyes that reflect a dark past. He's clad in ebony armor that he made himself. His effect on the female personnel, which is not even supernatural.
Female personnel. Oh my god.
Femoid.
I work in the video game industry, and there was like this whole thing at work where we had this guy who wouldn't stop calling girls females, and we had to like keep sitting him down and being like, hey, you're really fucking weirding people out, please stop doing that. And he just would not do it, just kept using the word female.
So he's described as a smooth pimp and totally irresistible.
Very good.
He's chosen Iris as his bride to wed when his mission is over. That's the camera girl.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, her again? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
She's famous with the J class. His element is water, which he has full control of. And he has a pet dragon who must be referred to as Set.
Okay.
Blade's power of water, as well as a supernatural skill with a katana, protects him from all harm. When attacked in any way, water shields will appear around him and deflect the attack back to the attackers, so he's you cannot be defeated.
Gotcha, right.
About all I recorded for this guy, because I think he's speaking for himself.
Gives me anxiety just hearing you say it. Like,
if this guy is a Keter class SCP, despite his generally loathsome personality, is he telling the truth? Is the problem? Or are they just humoring him?
It really seems like he wrote his own file, like from the way that it's written.
I mean, I guess some of the J's kind of seem like that, because the weed one too, right? Like,
yeah. And the last one we'll talk about today, I actually have an interview that goes back and forth. I don't know if you guys want me to read it, or I could. It's two people and a narrator, so I could pop it in, and you guys could each take a character.
Do you want to do a little radio play? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
A little sight reading.
Cool. So I'll read the description about the guy, and then we can finish off the episode with a little radio play together.
Okay.
Cool.
I don't have anything for Foley work, sadly.
That's all right. SCP-049-J, the incompetent plague doctor.
Oh, nice.
So he's a humanoid entity wearing the period-appropriate garb of a medieval plague doctor. You know, the beak and the thing filled with flowers, I guess.
And the wand to push people away.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And further analysis shows that under his robes, he's entirely made of moss, wads of tissue, and other smaller plague doctor masks. Okay. And he's generally compliant with the Foundation staff, but he'll lie sometimes and sweat profusely for no reason whatsoever. I don't know why.
But if he's made of material like tissue and moss, how can they tell he's sweating?
I don't know, man.
Maybe he just like leaves a puddle on the ground.
Yeah. I would love to know. As an artist, I would love to know what a nervous pile of moss looks like. I may have to do some research.
I'd imagine it smells like a basement that you haven't been into since the
1800s. Very musty. Yeah.
I would just imagine like moss handcuffed to a table with like one detective looking at him. Just like, we'll break this moss. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So he always claims that he's a powerful magician or powerful magical doctor wizard, I should say, capable of curing all that ails mankind. This might be a play on there's an actual plague doctor who basically turns things into zombies. He kills things and then like brings them back to life. This is like one of the more serious SCPs that's actually really creepy. Okay. And this might be a play on this guy because he's just a completely incompetent version of him. You can't do anything. Okay. While alone, they hold him indefinitely. He's kind of dangerous because he can evade capture, and whenever he tries to fix people, it often hurts them like way worse than whatever. Like his solution for like cancer would be to like punch a guy in the face or something.
I mean, that is very much like an actual plague doctor, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's that? You have drinking too much shit water disease? Here, take these leeches and place them all over your body. Like,
so to cure your cancer, we're going to tie your tumor to a string, and then we're going to tie the other end of the string to a door, and then just fucking slam
the door shut.
So I sent it over Discord. It came out. I think you have to download a small file, but let's see how it turned out.
I've got it here. Okay, open with Notepad.
I have it too. Okay, Peter, do you want to be Dr. Baker or do you want to be SCP-049-J?
I'll be Dr. Baker. Why not?
Cool.
Okay.
I can step in for the narrator stuff if needed.
Sure.
Okay, so this is the beginning of Anendum. Oh, man, my push-to-talk's messing with me.
I mean, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just making the whole script go off the page. Yeah, it's an end of 049J1 interview. Please begin.
Okay. Hello, SCP-049-J. Welcome to...
I am a doctor.
Yes, I'm aware. We're just doing this as...
I have the cure.
Yes. Well, we'll get to that. First off, can you tell me your name?
Yes, quite, yes, very well, I have the cure, good sir, indubitably, yes, I am a doctor.
What?
Bring me to the patient, I will heal them!
Gestures with the pointed doctor stick.
Oh yeah, I guess I should.
Jesus, watch, fuck, watch where you're swinging that.
I am the cure!
What in the world are you, oh, I get it. You're sort of a moron, aren't you?
No, no, good sir. I am most effective. I mean, my cure. I am the cure. Very effective. That most because I am a doctor.
Right. We're going to look into that. Let's...
Any gestures for some assistance? Two researchers wheel in a patient on a table.
So, this patient...
has the pestilence, yes? I can smell it.
Has a sore throat. We were wondering if you know any cures to fix their ailments.
I? Yes, of course. I'm a doctor, after all.
And he begins to dig around in his doctor bag for some time.
Do you need any help over there?
No! He is not the cure. I am the cure. Ah, yes. This will do the trick.
That is a shoe.
Yes.
That will heal this person.
It is the cure.
All right. Go ahead.
SCP-049-J proceeds to gesture dramatically over the patient before violently beating the patient's throat.
whoa. Fuck, what are you doing? How is this supposed to help?
After a moment, the entity stops. The patient lies mutilated and dead on the tabletop.
What the fuck was that?
Patient is healed.
What? No, she's not. You crushed her throat with a shoe.
No, patient is very well now. Yes, I am the cure.
Look at all this blood. Moral atrocities aside, this is going to take hours to clean up. You just killed a person.
No, they are cured. Yes, watch.
And he grabs the patient's mouth, the corner of the mouth, and moves it while speaking out of the corner of his own mouth.
Hello, yes, I am the patient, good sir, and I am cured most effective. Thank you, doctor. You did a good job. You are the best doctor.
Okay, now look here. I see your hand down there. I know that isn't the patient talking. What is it supposed to be?
Look. More pestilence over there.
He points behind Dr. Baker.
What? Oh, for fuck's sake, he's gone again. God damn it.
and posts instant video log showing SCP-049 making a brisk escape through a side door. Additional footage gathered from a nearby town shows him stopping at a hardware store to pick up a pointier wooden doctor stick. End of log.
Excellent. Very good. Cool. I do got to assume that if Trump was a doctor, this is how he would handle most. I saw a lot of similarities between how the doctor was rationalizing things with how the president of the United States was doing it.
That's also an art of the deal that I recently read.
Well, very good, guys. That was awesome. That went better even than I thought it would. So that's SCP, the J/ series, I guess. Some of the funnier ones. I might circle back to SCP at some point, but I'll probably take a little break now that I've done serious and joke ones. But it's like a super deep well of a bunch of funny and interesting things. So okay, we might come back.
Can I just say I'm amazed that we didn't do like Naxxramas this week or some other World of Warcraft lore, because there's a lot of exciting things in World of Warcraft these days, which Jamie is very eager to get back to once this episode's done.
Shadowlands came out like 52 minutes ago, so I haven't even played it yet. But the lore boys come first, and then afterwards we'll do WoW. And then, Naxxramas is out in like a week and a half. There's so much WoW to get
to. Something like that. Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you like the show, leave us a review or just tell your friends. Review on any site that you could do it. The thumbs up on Pandora or the whatever, the YouTube. I don't know how these things work. But if you have an app that you're using to listen to this and it has a review function, please use it to give us 5 stars. We super appreciate it. Or tell your friends. Another great way to get in touch with us or to give us a boost that we're looking for, that dopamine.
Yeah.
I'm Ethan Palmer. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter.
My name's James, and you can find me on the Blizzard Network.
Great.
Yeah, track him down. I've been Peter O'Donohue. You can find me at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. And then check out our website, theloreboys.com. If you want to buy some merch, go to the About section. You can join our Discord for free, obviously. Come hang out. And then if you want to buy or suggest merch, the TeePublic link is there as well.
Yeah.
Which plays in very nicely to this email that we got from...
Please join the Discord. We got a bunch of new friends, and I want to see you guys there.
And we have a bag of Sprite emote now, so we can finally give you guys those bags of Sprite we keep promising.
Yeah. That we've been promising, yeah.
Loreboys.com/about. You can find it there.
Mm-hmm. When I put together that emote, I forgot how tiny they get, so there's like a bunch of worthless details on that thing. Like there's a Capri Sun straw duct taped to the front of the bag. You can't even fucking tell.
I mean, so if you just post the emote, you can see it, but if you react, you can't really see the straw.
Ah. That's Discord Boomer Pete. however, we got a guy here who emailed us this afternoon, actually, named Brian. And he sent us an email and he said, "Hey, boys, I started listening because of your MTG episodes. It's Magic the Gathering for the uninformed."
Mm-hmm.
And haven't stopped. "I just wanted to say thank you for helping me get through this last week at work. No problem." And I did have a question about... I did have a question. There are two thumbnails. I don't know what that means. I would love to get the.
He wants you to put those two thumbnails onto T-shirts for the website.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, yeah. I would love to get the shirts of the Urza as Bob Ross and the StarCraft ones. Have they been made yet? And damn you guys, I had gone 3 years without playing Diablo 2, and then after your episode, that's all I did this weekend. Keep up the great work, and Matt, I look forward to much more lore.
A person after my own heart, Brian, because I still play a lot of Diablo 2.
I have like maybe 5 games on my computer right now, one of them's Diablo 2.
Yeah.
So he contacted us at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com, which you can too, and we will read your email on air, unless otherwise told not to. Because we record in the past and release in the future, your Urza t-shirt is up. Go look for it now. it wasn't, but is now. And then as far as the StarCraft ones, I'm going to have to review. I don't recall what that looks like, because if it's too old and shitty, I'm not willing to sell it.
I have no... I cannot for the life of me remember. I don't even remember doing StarCraft episodes, if I'm being honest.
I think there was one with the Zealot with like the cut hair, because he was... I did a StarCraft episode. I don't remember.
Sure you did. Let me see.
Because I remember I played through all of the StarCraft 2 campaigns to get ready for
We have Kerrigan milking a Zerg is all I'm seeing.
Okay.
But our tags don't work perfectly, so there might be more.
That one's like from 2017 though. I don't know if I don't know. I'll put it up. I'm not really into the older art just because I like that, but yeah, sure. Urs is up though. And then the other email we got here, and this one clearly is spam, because it is from Mrs. Azlima. And if you go into our spam folder, it's all from like Mr. Kenichi Koseki and Mrs. Aisha Gaddafi. Like all these spam emails are always like Mr. Mrs. for some reason.
Out there, guys, if you're out there, these spam emails and you're real people, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you're at the actual granddaughter of Gaddafi from Libya, then and you have $1 million for us, then sorry that it got filtered out.
But, yeah, yeah. But DM me on Twitter or something. Find another way to get through.
But Mrs. Asimla here, her email just says Halo. And if that is a misspelled hello. If not, we have 3 episodes about Halo. So there you go, ma'am. Yeah. It's already done.
All right, and you know what? We'll look to do more for you, ma'am. So.
Yeah, we still need to do the flood.
Yeah. I guess last but not least, we do, if you don't trust the Patreon folks.
Well, we do have a Patreon. So we do have a Patreon. Anybody who wants to subscribe, patreon.com/theloreboids. Big shout out to our patrons. We have a couple new patrons this week. Thank you guys so much. And as always, shout out to our top tier patron, Terry, who gives us like an insane amount of money every month. What up, yeah. Terry? But as Jamie was saying, for those of us who don't trust Patreon, like myself, I find it, it's not that I don't trust it as much as I don't understand it. I know money goes in. We still haven't figured out how money come out. But yeah, anybody who doesn't trust them, we do offer, of course, Lore Boys Prime. It's our own sort of premium service where you guys give us something and we give you something in return. So this week, our buddy Jim here has been working tirelessly in the kitchen to produce 5 cheese pepperoni calzones for all the listeners at home. So Jim, why don't you tell us about a couple of the antics you've been getting up to in the kitchen making pepperoni 5 cheese calzones, huh?
I've been up all night making these, dude. You got to put all the pepperoni in. I got 5 different cheeses. That's 5 different types of cows.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it all together. Yeah.
The bulls are the hardest to get the milk from.
Yeah. I put it all together. I actually got it in a right big platter right here. Let me walk it over to you guys.
So watch that. Jamie, watch that banana peel on the floor.
Oh, they're everywhere. All right.
Wait, how long's it been? It's only been 4 seconds. Quickly.
Oh, 4.6 seconds. I got them all. That I think we saved about $5.95, guys.
Hey, there we go. So subscribe to Lore Boys Premium, and we will send you some of Jamie's calzones, guaranteed to have been on the floor no longer than 4.6 seconds. And I suppose that will constitute a Lore Boys.
Lore Boys
out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.